Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Sometime back, I read a book by Pete Briscoe. I don't remember the name of it, but I do remember taking these words from there, and it included a quote from A.W. Tozer. And the quote is, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." I think that's worth repeating. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Now, I think that that is a pretty fascinating statement. Back in the Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 33, beginning of verse 12, the text says, "Moses said to the Lord, 'You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. If you are pleased with me,'" and listen to these, be the key words here, "'teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you.'" So let's go back to A.W. Tozer's quote. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. The issue of what we think about God truly, absolutely, positively cannot be avoided. Immediately, when we consider our belief in God, three vitally important questions have to be addressed by every follower of Jesus. Now, you might say to me, "Well, Chuck, I've been a follower of Jesus for 50 years, and I've never had to confront these questions in my life." Then my question to you would be, are you certain that you're a follower of Jesus? Listen to the first question. Do you know about Him? Do you know about God? I mean, just think about it. This issue cannot be avoided. Do you know about God? Now, the second question would be, do you know God? And the third question being, do you make God known? So let's go through them again. Do you know about God? Well, I bet you do. You're listening to this podcast, which is clearly scripturally based. Do you know about God? The question then is, do you know God? Do you know Him to the degree that you walk with Him and talk with Him, as the old song says, along life's narrow way? And then the third question, in your actions and in your words, do you make God known to others? Well, when I consider these three questions, I am reminded that there was a time in my life I knew about God. There was a time in my life that I came to know Him personally. And there came a time in my life where I was taught about how to make God known to the world. And if you get that, then you see the need for all three questions. Remember what was said when Moses is talking, "Teach me your ways, God, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you." So the text is giving us this perspective that we are to know Him and we're to continue on that journey. So if we know about Him, then we want to know Him. And the more we know Him, the more we want to help other people know Him. So if we see the need for it, then to know God, but to not know about Him, is that possible? Well, let me ask you the second question. To know about God, but to not know Him, is that not tragic? And third, to know God, but to not make Him known, is that conceivable? And the answer is absolutely. Stop and ask yourself right now, when is the last time that I attempted to share with anybody verbally my faith in God? And the question is, if you've never done that, then it is possible that you don't really know Him as you think. From the very beginning of time, from creation start, those three questions about God have been the central plight and the central perspective of all humanity. Moses, one of the great leaders in the Old Testament, "Well, Lord, you've been telling me to lead these folks." And he goes on and says, "If you're pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Teach me your ways so that I may know you." That's pretty humble if you think about it, but it's also desperate. You have to know about God so that we can know God, so that we can then make God known. What we believe about God is the most important thing about us. Lord, today, I trust that I will walk with you that I might know you more, and help me to know you more so I can love you more and in turn make you known to those around me. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.